It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time on a Tuesday, and we look forward for Friday nights. As Friday night there in Lexington, Kentucky. That will be the place, and that will be the time that will mark the conclusion of 30 years of being on the road for one John Michael Montgomery. John Michael Montgomery, of course, last year announced that he would be bringing that three-decade-plus touring career to a close in 2025. And he took it all the way to the last month of the year to do just that. It'll happen at the famed Rupp Arena there in Lexington, Kentucky, right in his own backyard. And it's a pretty special place for him to do that. Danville, Kentucky native John Michael Montgomery. The Rupp Arena sits a mile and a half from the dive bar, or at least the location of what was the dive bar that started the journey for John Michael Montgomery, as he got a gig and soon after brought in his brother Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry fame, and they were discovered at that particular Lexington club by one Atlantic Records. So then he'll be winding up. You talk about full circle. It's almost literally full circle. That's a pretty cool thing. And once he signed, of course, with Atlantic Records back in 1991, it was gangbusters out of the gate for John Michael Montgomery. First of all, he had three names. That always helps. That always helps. And then in 1992, the debut album, Life's a Dance, with the lead song, and that was huge. In fact, it was the only album. Think about the class. They always talk about the class of 1989. You had Garth and Clint Black and the like. But 1992, you had Tracy Lawrence, Clay Walker, Mark Chesna. 92 was a big class as well. And that was the only album, John Michael's, by a new artist that sold over a million copies. By 94, he was giving out I Swear and winning CMAs left and right on it. And over his career in totality, at this point, John Michael Montgomery has 15 number one singles, sold over 16 million albums.
Whoa.
Yeah, and he's hanging it up from the road, not for any particular medical reason, or just wants to slow it down and hang out with the family. He only just turned 60.
I know, so is this forever, ever? Or is it just...
You never know. I don't know if Gene Simmons is involved, so you never know. But retiring from the road this Friday night... And what a dance it's been all along the way. Salute to you, John Michael Montgomery.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl.